And you're listening to WGBH's Morning Edition on this Thursday morning. Beautiful morning out there, 72 degrees right now. And as usual on Thursdays, here is Jared Bowen joining me in Studio 5. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, lots to talk about. And our first play that we're going to be talking about has an interesting title considering the weather forecast this weekend. It's called Rapture, Blister, and Burn at the Huntington Theater Company.
Yes, and actually, without our even talking about it, because it just opened last night, Rapture, Blister, Burn has already been extended. I think it's been so anticipated.
Wow.
So it's at the Calderwood Pavilion now through June 30th. And as I just mentioned, the opening was last night. And this is directed by Peter Dubois, who is the artistic director of the Huntington Theater Company, written by Gina Gianfrido, who is a playwright well-known for Becky Shaw and other pieces. And the pair have a great relationship, and you really see that come to the fore here. They are a great team. This is a magnificent production, capping what has already been a really stunning Huntington season. But Rapture, Blister, Burn is about, it's essentially about these two women, Gwen and Catherine. They're both in their 40s. Gwen, as her husband says, gave up drinking, took up talking. She's the housewife who maintains his to-do list. He's a dean at a local college. And Catherine is an academic rock star. She's the sexy scholar who's a pundit on Bill Maher and all of these other shows talking about feminism and the role of women today. And these two women have to go back and forth looking at each other's lives. And to some degree, Catherine envies Gwen's life because Gwen, you know, had the quieter life, had the husband, the family. And Gwen, of course, looks at Catherine. You know, she has this great life in New York. So they envy each other. But really, it's a tri-generational look because you have this conversation about women and about family and what their role is today. Also, from the viewpoint of Catherine's older mother, who has just had a heart attack, so she's facing mortality, and from this very funny 21-year-old babysitter, Avery, who brings her own fresh, younger perspective. So you have all of this conversation coming to the fore, and sometimes I'm turned off by pieces like this because it becomes too talky.
Right.
But this is hilarious, and there's something for everybody. You know, it's funny. Our colleague here at WGBH, Ibi Caputo, saw it on Friday night, and she was very eager to hear my take as a man. And I don't think it matters as much because I think even though it comes from the perspective of a woman writer and it's about women, you're forced to consider your own role as a man in today's society. How much do you give over to your wife? There's this great line in the piece, in a relationship between two equals, only one can go first. I think I've butchered that a little bit, but that's the essential sentiment. So there's so much to think about in this piece, and it is excruciatingly funny,
wow.
Very, very witty. And also, I should mention, a standout performance by Nancy Carroll here. She's a local actress who I think in the past couple of years has been typecast a little bit for sort of her acerbic, sharp-witted, matronly people. But here she brings a tenderness as Catherine's mother, somebody who brings it all into perspective, as somebody who saw the span of women's rights evolution over the last century.
Fascinating. Rapture, Blister, Burn, presented by the Huntington Theater Company at the Calderwood Pavilion through June 22nd. Next, a classic by Leonard Bernstein, On the Town, being presented at the Lyric Stage Company.
Yes, and this is through June 9th. They were able to add another performance, too, because people have so enjoyed this piece. Of course, this is vintage. It's the book and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, music by Leonard Bernstein, and the choreography and idea by Jerome Robbins. And it's a very quaint piece, and it's a chestnut. It's three sailors in 1944 on leave for 24 hours in New York. You have Chip, Ozzy, and Gaby, and they're all in pursuit of women in their 24 hours in New York. Gaby is looking for Miss Turnstiles, though the picture that he sees plastered all over New York, she's the ideal woman.
Like Miss Subways.
Yes, exactly. He just wants to meet her. I mean, I'm not turned off by this. I like that it's so quaint and it's cute. Then you have Ozzy, who is in pursuit of Claire, a hilarious anthropologist who he stumbles into at the Museum of Natural History. Also a standout performance here by Amy Doherty. And then Chip, who's almost tried to escape Hildy, The the overbearing taxi cab driver who just wants to get him back to her apartment, which when you think about it, in 1944, in the 40s when this is written, I thought it was a little risque. But of course, it's this great music. And the piece, I will say, is a little uneven. There are fantastic moments, which is what I really loved about it. Hmm. Particularly here, the screwball comedy really, really works. And the choreography by Elise Robbins, no relation. She also just recently directed Thoroughly Modern Millie at Stoneham Theater, creates these great sort of fantasias, these ballet fantasias. Again, dancing, sometimes good, sometimes not as much, but overall, it's a fun piece. It's a chestnut, and I think it's really good for us to sort of harken back to a different time for a couple of hours and appreciate theater that really still holds up.
On the Town at the Lyric Stage Company of Boston through June the 9th. And, of course, the Boston pop season is now underway.
Yeah, and I have to tell you that I had one of my best experiences of Pops ever on Friday night. Hmm. This season is all about the music of Hollywood and how it's come to us through films and through Broadway. And I saw Megan Hilty, who is a terrific Broadway star, most recently on the recently canceled show, NBC show Smash. She was a phenomenal performer, an absolute star. If anybody has a chance to see her, if she comes back to Boston, absolutely do it. But the Pops themselves had a really energetic night with this great concerto of Bond music, amalgamation of Bond music, which was just fantastic. And it continues this week. Matthew Morrison was here. Unfortunately, he's already come and gone, but it will be broadcast next week on our classical New England station next Saturday night. But I did have a chance to talk to Matthew Morrison about his love of performing, created a new set of standards, but how he loves performing for a live audience.
The great thing about this music, opposed to like the newer music of current times, is there's such great storytelling involved in it. These are songs where you're not just getting up on stage and singing a song. As an actor, I get to act these songs, and that adds a whole different level. And I feel like the audience really kind of gets to climb into the song. And you want that experience with the audience.
An interesting take.
And of course, Matthew Morrison is the star of Glee. He was on Broadway for about 10 years before landing that role. So he's somebody who really works with an audience. And of course, anytime you go to the Boston Pops, that's what you're going to find. You're going to find tried and true performers. It's all about the song. It's all about singing. It's all about that engagement with the audience. I was really struck, too. He told me that, you know, there are a couple things he hates. One, he hates everybody who's holding up their cell phone cameras now because he feels like they're taking themselves out of the performance. And he also hates wearing those earpieces.
Really?
Because he wants to be able to hear the music. He wants to be able to feel the audience a little bit more. I mean, he's really tried and true in that measure. But we have some great things coming up at Pops,
too. I know. I see you have John Williams' film night coming up.
And what's better than that than seeing John Williams? And, of course, every year he's got a new film with great music. Of course, this year it's Lincoln. And so he's doing a whole series of nights from June 7th through 12th of his film programs. You hear everything from Superman, Hook, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Harry Potter series. I always think, what better experience, you know, this iconic music to actually hear it as presented by the man himself.
Right. And then Pixar in concert. That sounds like a lot of fun.
This is a brand new concert. This is all the music of the animated Pixar films, of which there are many, many at this point. And they'll also have some treats for the kids. It's very family oriented. So there'll be some appearances via the screen from some of the Pixar animated characters.
Okay. So that's a reminder that the Boston Pop season is underway and you can tune in to 99.5. Classical New England on Saturday night to hear that Matthew Morrison appearance at Pops in the preview show at 7 and the concert at 8.
Actually, that's going to be next week, June 8th. They corrected me right before I came in. This week, you'll hear the recent Pops concert on the music of Mad Men.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then on Open Studio tomorrow night at 8:30 on WGBH2, you will have?
We will be looking at the Samurai exhibition at the Museum of Fine Arts, which, you know, we recently talked about. You can see it up close because it's just mastery of armor. And also an interview with Thomas Daugherty, a Brandeis film professor. He's written this fascinating new book, Hollywood and Hitler.
Huh. Wow. So it's amazing.
It's all about the Third Reich and how Hollywood sort of either embraced or tried to deal with the rise of the Third Reich because, of course, there were many ties to the great German films, Berlin, and great personalities like Marlene Dietrich, who was coming over here and had to find her allegiance. Of course, she went the right way. So it's a really, really intricate first look at this time period.
Okay, and that's tomorrow night, Jared Bowen's Open Studio at 8:30 on WGBH2. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. And we'll see you next Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Bob.